now it's time for the fourth episode of The Nutcracker and the Mouse King. Do you remember the story Godpapa Drosselmeyer told Mary and Fred? It was about how the wicked Lady Mousykins bit the Princess Pearlypat and turned her into an ugly creature. Only one cure was discovered. She had to eat the kernel of a hard nut called the Cracker Took, which had to be cracked for her by a young man who'd never shaved and who'd never worn boots. The royal astronomer and Drosselmeyer were sent to find the nut and the young man. 15 years later, they arrived in their hometown, where Drosselmeyer's brother showed them a very hard nut that he had painted gold.
May I remove the gold paint? Oh, look, look. Letters, or rather, characters. It's Chinese. Oh, and it says...
Yes, yes, Krakatuk.
It's too good to be true.
All we have to do now is find the young man who can crack it.
And that could take another 15 years.
Listen.
What is it?
Shh!
The Nutcracker and the Mouse King. A serial for radio in 4 episodes by Brian Sibley. Based on the story by E.T.A. Hoffman, with Tony Robinson as the Nutcracker, Edward D'Souza as Drosselmeyer, and James Grout as the King. Episode 4, Uncle and Nephew.
Now then, children, where have you heard a sound like that before?
I know.
Do you, Mary?
It's easy.
Is it, Fred?
Oh, even I've guessed, Godpapa.
You see, even your mama thinks she knows.
Well, it's obvious, isn't it?
You think the sound they heard was...
A nutcracker!
Oh, well done. 10 out of 10.
A nutcracker? Well, we shall see.
What's that noise, Zacharias?
Oh, that! Why, come and see for yourselves.
Oh, Father!
Allow me to introduce my son. This is your Uncle Drosselmeyer, the famous clockmaker, who has come to visit us with his most learned friend, the Royal Astronomer.
Gentlemen, welcome. These ladies are friends of mine.
Charming.
My dear nephew, I haven't seen you since you were a baby, and I was a young student attending my friend's astronomy classes at the university.
Do you think it could be?
Well, I don't know. Shall I ask him the questions?
What have we got to lose?
Forgive us, but I wondered if I might ask the young gentleman one or two personal questions.
Oh, go ahead. How intriguing.
Thank you. Do you, have you started shaving?
Oh, no, why?
This is amazing.
It is?
And have you ever at any time during your life worn boots?
No, I don't believe I ever have.
Astonishing.
Is it?
A moment ago, we heard a sound, a kind of... Crack, crack, crack. Did you, was that?
Of course it was me. These delightful ladies came round to ask me to crack open a few hard nuts for them, didn't you?
They call him their handsome little nutcracker. Oh.
But, how?
Why? Like this? I have very strong teeth.
Strong enough maybe to crack even the hardest nut. We must leave at once.
Leave? But you've only just arrived. Where are you going?
To make your son's fortune, if he'll come with us.
Well, if he's got any sense, he'll go with you like a shot.
What do you say, nephew?
What are we waiting for?
So off they set. And when they reached the palace, they presented the Nutcracker Took to the king. But, to begin with, they didn't tell him about the young man.
Even if this is the nutter, I think it's already too late.
Your Majesty, how is the Princess Pearlypat?
She is far from well, but you'll see for yourself.
Welcome back, gentlemen.
Your Royal Highness.
This is terrible.
She can hardly hold up that great head.
And she's got a white beard.
Do you find me hideous, gentlemen?
My dear Purdy Patkin, they have found the nut. Cracker thingamajig.
You'll be well again in no time, my dearest.
If you can only find a man to crack it.
Believe me, Your Highness, he will be found.
Now, I dare say you're wondering why Drosselmeyer simply didn't tell them about his nephew there and then.
Personally, I wish he'd never told them at all.
As far as the king was concerned, he at least had the Nutcracker Took. So, without delay, he issued...
A royal proclamation! His Majesty the King desires it to be known throughout the realm that all young men who have not yet begun shaving nor have yet worn boots upon their feet are invited to try their luck and test their skill at cracking the Nutcracker Took. And be it known that any man who succeeds in so cracking the nut will rescue Her Royal Highness the Princess Pirlipat from her monstrous illness and earn for himself greater rewards.
But, Uncle, why can't I try straight away?
Let me ask you a question, nephew. How much is the king offering as a reward?
Well, it didn't exactly say how much. It just said great rewards.
Great rewards, exactly. Well, that could just mean a lifetime supply of nuts.
Oh, yes.
Just think about it. You are the only person who can crack the Cracker Took. In a few days, when other young men have tried and failed, the king will be forced to be rather more specific about the reward.
Well, what specifically are we looking for, Uncle?
Oh, that's quite simple. We are looking for the hand of the Princess Pirlipat in marriage.
Oh.
There were many young men who volunteered to try to crack the Cracker Took.
Yet!
Started shaving yet, lad?
No, sir.
Ever worn boots?
No, sir.
Very well. Take this form. The royal solicitor will explain.
A standard agreement waiving all compensation claims against the royal person in the event of your being unsuccessful in your attempt to crack the Nutcracker Took and sustain any oral damage. Mm. Now, please sign here. In here. In here. Now, your copy. And you pass right along to the royal dentist, please.
Open wide. You're in serious need of some fillings. There's upper left, second, and third molar. Dear, dear, dear. Anyway, in goes the nut. So. And bite together, please. Bad luck.
That was a hard nut.
I'll take the nut, thank you. You take your teeth. Oh, and here's my card. Special rates available this month only.
Yes!
And so it went on. One after another, the young men tried to crack the Nutcracker Took, but only succeeded in cracking their teeth. And as for the Princess Pirlipat, she looked as ugly as ever.
Whatever is going to become of our dear Pirlipat?
The young man who can crack the nut, whatever call it, must be found. As a reward, he can have our entire kingdom and the hand of the princess in marriage.
Well, the moment that Drosselmeyer and his nephew heard that...
Your Royal Majesties, Your Most Serene Highness.
What a very polite young man.
And so good-looking. Don't you think so, Pirlipat?
He's certainly the best so far. Yes, I guess I wouldn't mind marrying him.
You wish to try and crack the nut?
Cracker Took?
Oh, very good. You said it. Give him the nut.
Open wide. In it goes. And bite together.
Oh, has he done it? Sounds lovely. Well done, lad. You cracked it.
It really wasn't that difficult.
The boy did it.
As we knew he would.
And as we all knew he would, didn't we?
Yes. Yes.
So he was a nutcracker after all.
Was, will be, is... Only time will tell.
Oh, I'm beginning to remember what happens next.
Drosselmeyer's nephew picked up the nut and closed his eyes.
That's the idea. Now, go on. Hand it to the princess.
Your Highness, allow me to present you with the Nutcracker Toque.
Thank you.
Well, eat it up, girl.
The princess!
Madam, keep your eyes shut, nephew.
My precious Pearly Patkin.
I don't believe it.
The huge head and the withered limbs were gone. So were the staring green eyes and the gaping mouth. Pearly Pat was beautiful once more, with milk-white skin, rosy cheeks, sky-blue eyes, and golden hair.
Mother! Father!
It's a wonder! It's a miracle! Oh. It's a miraculous wonder! The princess is cured!
Walk backwards, boy.
7 steps.
1.
Careful.
2.
Steady, lad.
3.
Mind you don't trip.
4.
Don't let them chuzzle you.
5.
Don't rush it.
6.
Only 1 more step.
Lady Mousikins.
7.
Yeah. My neck.
He's trodden on it.
He's tripped.
He'll fall. Keep your balance, lad.
Oh, no.
What's happening to him?
His head's growing larger.
His body's shrinking.
Those staring eyes.
That gaping mouth.
It's just like the princess.
Oh, no. He's turning into a
nutcracker.
So now, at long last, you know who I really am.
Fancy being turned into something made of wood. Ugh!
It's not the best thing to be made of, I agree.
Still, he had badly wounded the Lady Mousikins. And she lay dying in a great pool of blood.
That nutcracker took was as hard as can be. And that nasty little nut has finished off me. I squeak and I squeal, hear my desperate cry. Because of that nut, I am going to die. But brave young Nutcracker, don't you see? It will happen to you as it happened to me. To avenge my death, my 7-headed son will chew up the Nutcracker just for fun. Listen to my warning. Hear what I say. The Nutcracker will live to regret this day. A squeal and a squeak, a moan and a sigh. Poor Lady Mousikins is about to die.
Yes, well, now then, where's our hero?
He must claim his reward.
We must be married at once.
Come on, where's our future son-in-law?
I'm here.
Oh, but you're so hideously ugly.
Just as you were a moment ago, Your Highness.
And despite what you looked like, he saved your life.
How dare you insult the Princess Pearlipat? You're no better than crooks and charlatans. We banish you both forever. And take that repulsive nutcracker with you.
Later, that night, as Drosselmeyer and the old astronomer took it in turns to carry the poor nutcracker on their long walk home.
What'll happen to me?
We'll find a way to make you yourself again.
Look up there. It's in the stars.
What does it say?
It says, despite what's happened to you, you will one day be a prince and a king.
But when?
When you've killed Mousikin's 7-headed son, the new Mouse King, and when a lady falls in love with you despite your ugly looks.
There you are. You see, it's in the stars. Meanwhile, I'll make sure you always have a fresh coat of paint.
Oh.
And that is the story of the hard nut.
I think Princess Pearlipat was very ungrateful to the Nutcracker, especially after he cured her.
What an understanding child she is.
Still, if the Nutcracker is a brave fellow, he'll beat that wicked Mouse King all right.
Well, if it's in the stars, he will.
We can but hope.
Well, how's my little patient today?
Papa, Godpapa Drosselmeyer has been telling us a wonderful story.
All about the Nutcracker.
Oh, have you been filling their heads with nonsense again, my old friend?
What is nonsense to some might be sense to others.
Well, Mary must get some sleep now.
Well, I must go. But, Mary, let me tell you something. You were born a princess, just like Pearlipat, and you are queen in a beautiful kingdom all your own. But I must warn you, if you befriend the Nutcracker, it will not be easy, because the Mouse King is waiting to get him whenever he can. I can't help him. Only you can do that if you're faithful and true.
My dear Drosselmeyer, I'm not sure you're quite well in the head. Shall I write you out a prescription?
Now who's talking nonsense?
Mary. Mary. Mary mine, angel divine. I will be yours if you will be mine.
The mice! The mice are back!
It's only me, Mary. Me. Here I am on the table beside your bed. Can you see my 14 eyes and my 7 golden crowns shining in the moonlight?
What do you want?
I want all your sweets, Mary. I need them. I have a sweet tooth and I have lots of teeth. It's not much to ask, is it? But if you don't give them to me, I shall bite that nutcracker of yours into little pieces. Do you understand?
You can have my sweets. All of them. Even my lovely sugar people. Although I'm very fond of them. Especially the shepherdess and a flock of milk-white sheep. And most of all, that pretty little baby with the pink cheeks.
Delicious. So I may take them, all of them? If not, then the nutcracker will be nothing more than a pile of splinters.
Yes, yes, yes. Take all my sweets. But please, don't harm the nutcracker. Please, please.
Well, I don't know how mice can have got in here, but just look at all Mary's sweets, chewed and nibbled and eaten. It's
all my sugar people have gone, even that little baby.
I always eat mine up, starting with the heads.
Oh, Fred, don't be horrible.
Well, then, what shall we do about these mice?
We could borrow the cat from the baker down the road. His best cat is a great big grey one with long whiskers. He's always catching mice.
That sounds an excellent idea.
He'll bite off all the Mouse King's 7 heads.
And he'd go jumping about all over the furniture, knocking things over and smashing them.
Maybe we should try a trap first.
Godpapa Drosselmeyer could make some. Like the ones in the story of Mousiekins.
There isn't a trap that can ever catch me. I like the taste of freshly fried bacon. If you're in here and catch me, you're badly mistaken.
Go away. Your long claws and your horrid red teeth.
I gnash my teeth. Sharpen my claws,
soon
that nutcracker will be no more.
Dear Nutcracker, how can I help you?
All I need is a sword. Yes, a sword is the thing. Then I'm ready to fight the evil Mouse King.
What do you want a sword for?
For the Nutcracker, so he can defend himself against the Mouse King. Oh, please, Fred.
Well, it had better be a really sharp sword.
Oh, thank you.
I recently retired one of my toy generals. He's a very good sword in a silver scabbard with a purple sash, so he can wear it over his shoulder.
Please, Fritchard Fred, he must have it tonight.
Bite and snap, snarl and gnash. Across the floor I scurry and dash. Here comes the king of the mouseling brood. Nutcracker soon will be bitten and chewed.
I have a sword with a good strong blade, and no mouse king makes me afraid.
This is the night, Nutcracker, this is the night.
Then face me, mouse king! And prepare to fight!
Nutcracker!
My dearest Mary.
Nutcracker! Oh, I just had a terrible dream. I dreamed about the Mouse King.
The Mouse King is dead and gone forever. Here are the 7 golden crowns from his 7 heads. They're for you. Because you gave me a sword and the courage to fight.
I'm so glad you're safe.
Oh, it's been a great victory. And now my arch-enemy's dead, I want to show you the wonderful things in my kingdom. Will you come with me, Mary?
It's late. I should be asleep.
Then we'll go the quickest way possible. Over here.
That's only the wardrobe. But the door's open. It's always kept shut.
Not tonight.
There's Papa's great fur travelling cloak. This can't be the way to anywhere.
Oh, can't it? Watch. I pull this tassel on the cloak, and lo and behold...
A ladder!
Up you go, Mary, and hold on tight. Up, up.
There's a very bright light at the top.
Keep climbing. We're almost there.
Welcome to Toyland.
What a wonderful smell. It reminds me of licorice and aniseed and peppermint and marshmallow.
This is Sugar Candy Meadow.
There's my sugar shepherdess. Or at least it looks like her. And all her little sheep. But I thought the mouse...
This way. Across this field and through that gate. It's made of almonds and raisins baked in sugar, you know.
We're in a wood.
Just smell those pine needles.
And all the trees are hung with gold and silver fruits. Tinsel and ribbons and bells and little lamps.
Of course. This is Christmas tree wood.
Can we stay here a while?
Oh, there's a lot more to see yet. This is the Orange Brook, but it's really nothing compared with the great sparkling lemonade river.
Is that it over there?
No, that one moves very slowly. It's called the Honey Stream. And the little town you can see is Gingerbreadville. The people who live there have lovely looks, but are very bad-tempered.
Why?
They're always suffering with toothache. Step into the boat, Mary.
It's a shell.
Of course, pulled by two specially trained dolphins with golden scales.
The lake is the most perfect pink.
It's known as Rosewater Lake.
Oh, and there are swans with silver collars, just like the ones in the garden of your uncle's toy castle.
My uncle could never make anything as beautiful as Toyland. But you'll see that for yourself.
Look, there in the waves is the Princess Pearlypat. Isn't she pretty?
She's very pretty. But it's not Pearlypat, my dear Mary. It's your own reflection. Careful as you step ashore. There. The great city of Sweetminster.
What's it made of?
The walls are made of chocolate with barley sugar columns and fruit drop windows. The steps are humbugs, the roofs are iced gingerbread, and the chimneys are licorice sticks. The streets are paved with mint imperials, and the gardens are full of lollipops, coconut mushrooms, violet cashews and sherbet fountains. Come on, let's go into the Marzipan Castle.
Your Majesty, welcome home.
Your Majesty? Do they mean you?
Yes. And here are all my family and courtiers waiting to greet you.
Me?
Of course. This is the beautiful Mary who saved my life from the terrible seven-headed Mouse King.
Oh. Welcome to our castle, most pretty lady.
It looks just like my dear old doll, Miss Gertrude.
Old indeed. My sister and I thank you from the bottom of our hearts for saving our dear brother.
It's my new doll, Miss Clara, isn't it?
Now we must have feasting and fun and lots of it!
Hooray! What's happening? I feel as if I'm falling. Falling. Falling!
What a long sleep you've had.
Come on, Dozy Head, I've been up ages.
Oh, Mama, you wouldn't believe where I've been. There were woods of Christmas trees and lemonade rivers and marzipan castles.
Well, you've obviously had a lovely dream. Now it's morning and you must get up.
But it wasn't a dream. It wasn't.
Why is there always so much noise and confusion in this house? What's the matter now?
She's had another dream.
I didn't dream it. I did go to Toyland. The Nutcracker took me.
Now, listen to me, young lady. The Nutcracker is nothing more than a wooden toy.
But he's not. He's Godpapa Drosselmeyer's nephew, who was turned into a nutcracker by Mousikins.
Be quiet. That includes you, Fred. Now, Mary, if I hear another word of this nonsense, I shall take the Nutcracker and all your toys, including Miss Clara, and throw them out of the window. Do I make myself clear? Good. Now, hurry along. We're expecting visitors, and I want to see you up and dressed.
Hello, Mary. Have you had any more fabulous adventures?
Please, don't encourage her, Godpapa.
Mama, look what I found in my bedroom.
Oh, how curious. 7 tiny gold crowns.
Where on earth did you get these, Mary?
If I say, you'll be angry with me.
Don't be silly. Tell us the truth.
I can't.
I bet it's to do with the story about the Mouse King.
Is it, Mary?
Godpapa.
Let me see.
Why, it's those little charms from my watch chain that I gave you for your second birthday present. I'm sure your mamma and papa remember them.
No, I don't think I do, do you, my dear?
I'm afraid I don't. And yet, how could we have forgotten such an unusual present?
I find it constantly surprising what things we forget as we grow older. But I haven't forgotten who that is. That, Mary, is a very special guest. May I be permitted to answer the door?
Be our guest.
Why don't you come with me, Mary?
Mama?
Of course.
Come along, then. We mustn't keep him waiting.
Uncle!
Hello, my boy. Mary, this is my very dear nephew.
How do you do, Mary?
I'm pleased to meet you, last.
Strange. I thought maybe you'd met already.
Mary, how can I ever thank you for saving my life?
Is it really you? My nutcracker?
Why else would I have travelled all this way to ask you to marry me and come and live with me and be queen of Toyland?
You must be still dreaming, Godpapa.
Who knows where dreams begin or where they end? Maybe this is a dream, or maybe you've just woken up.
Well, Mary, will you marry me?
Of course I will.
And of course she will. A year and a day from now, dolls and puppets will dance at their wedding, and they'll ride away to his marzipan castle in a golden coach, pulled by silver horses. And then, unless I'm very much mistaken, they'll live happily ever after in a land where the most wonderful and beautiful things can be seen. By those who have eyes to see them.
In the fourth and final episode of E.T.A. Hoffman's The Nutcracker and the Mouse King, you heard Edward D'Souza as Godpapa and young Drosselmeyer, Tony Robinson as the Nutcracker and the Nephew, Oriel Smith as Lady Mousikins, and Eric Allen as the Mouse King. Mary was played by Angela Shafto and Fred by Blair Ford, with James Grout as the King, Joanna Wake as the Queen, Brett Usher as the Astronomer, Sandra Clark as Mama, Cyril Jenkins as Miss Clara, Ronald Herdman as Zacharias, and Dominic Taylor as the Young Man. Other parts were played by Harriet and Catherine Usher and members of the cast. The music was composed and performed by David Hewson. The Nutcracker and the Mouse King was written for radio by Brian Sibley and directed in our Bristol studios by Peter Fozzard.